story, which that, that one character just add a character trait to someone, a woman, and when she's out, well, could be the one, his wife even, or someone. Maybe less resembling her, just for sake of respect. Anyway, who is just anyone, but just showing this attitude that sometimes we find, and similar things that also Pio always couldn't stand and couldn't do himself. He thinks at least that when you are in some social gathering, you know, you dress up and you look this way, that way, and you, and then we have this lady there. She is just so nice, always smiling, always, you know, pleasant, polite conversation, and how are you? Oh, I'm just great, you know, everything fine. And then when she comes home, you see the face just change completely, looking sour, depressed, dissatisfied. A cloud just enters there. And that's what Pio has to deal with. And out there, in the social gatherings, then he is not happy enough. He's not, you know, going gung-ho enough. And then he's criticized for that, for not being socially competent or whatever. Or whoever we put this in, but just to show this, how humans who gather and hang out together, the social thing there, can get into this kind of artificial cosplaying behavior. And there you have someone like P or others. We just look at this and think, what's going on here? And I would say we would find that in the 70s among many of Pio's friends. Those who were, you know, late teens, 20 or something, back in the early 70s or something like that. But they're just looking for something real. Real relationships, real people, real feelings, and real joy and happiness, and real sadness and anger, and just be for real, be yourself. And well, then some of those stepped into that spiritual movement, which was about that, to get real. And then they learned another social setting there, which, well, they started to pretend to be devotees, to be Indians, whatever.